Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, July 24th, 2012, also known as Apple Earnings Day. Hey, I wanted to do a quick audio boo just to talk about Apple. And Apple by itself, because, the market did what it normally does, right? It was down like crazy and then recovered a lot of its losses before the end of the day. Well, at least some of those losses before the end of the day. But, of course, today was Apple Earnings Day, and let's just talk about it, because the stock didn't do too much during the day. I guess it was, it moved around within a few bucks, right? And it's kind of funny, I was sitting there with my coworker just before the final bell, people trying to position themselves ahead of the earnings, and so was I. I was debating, do I play it like I did last quarter? Do I play earnings? And as I mentioned on the blog, one of the reasons I was a little bit worried about going long Apple was because of the fact that the stock had been rallying ahead of earnings, as opposed to last time where it was kind of going down ahead of earnings. So I decided just to skip it. Should have shorted it, but I should have. But, you know, who's going to do that, right? The stock's not going to be flat after it reports earnings. It's going to move 6% in one direction or the other. So I just decided to skip it. I mean, really, betting ahead of earnings, it's gambling, right? Investing ahead of earnings, it's kind of gambling. But anyways, they reported and they missed, which I think surprised everybody. One of the things I did during the lunch hour today, right before the bell, is I went to some websites to see what people were saying, and there was a lot of bullishness out there about Apple's earnings. Even though AT&T and Verizon had reported slower numbers, the iPad numbers are, you know, pretty strong, and you know, folks were thinking that, hey, it's going to do like it did last time, right? And they were given option strategies and how you want to be in the stock, and, you know, price targets of $800 a share, blah blah blah. So a lot of bullishness out there ahead of earnings today. And so what happened? Well, the other talk out there, and it was just kind of a mumble about how, this is in between releases for Apple for the next iPhone. The next iPhone probably come out in the fall, and what we normally see is that we see people wait, right? Why buy the iPhone 4S now when in a few months you can get the iPhone 5? Especially with the iPhone 5 probably having 4G on it, and a 4G speed, the faster chip, blah, blah, blah. So maybe even a bigger screen too, right? So anyways, then the other thing too, one of the concerns came out is that there seems to be a slower refresh cycle out for the stock or for the phones. So if you have a phone now, if you have a 4 or 4S, are you going to buy a 5? Because right now your phone probably works fast enough for what you do, right? And we see that kind of thing happen in the PC market now with laptops and desktops. You don't have to upgrade all the time anymore. The chips are fast enough. The speed's fast enough for what you do, what you need to do. There's no hurry to upgrade. You can postpone. So that's one, so there might be market saturation with the phone, even though at this point, probably a lot of Apple sales are just people upgrading, right? And if that rate slowed and they're not getting new customers, then that's a concern going forward. And also, if there is true economic slowdown in China and Europe, and people might put off those purchases even longer. So anyways, that's all the chatter that'll happen after hours. But I did notice some of the columns after hours are now all bearish on Apple, right? Yeah, remember before the bell, most of them were bullish, and now, of course, most of them are bearish. And kind of citing the reasons I just stated about Europe and China and slow world growth and the slower upgrade cycle. And, you know, even the carriers, the AT&T and Verizon, they pay more for the phone than they sell it to you. So they try to discourage upgrades, and they even charge an upgrade fee, right? You have to pay them money when you upgrade your phone. So that's it. So I didn't buy it. The stock is now at what, about 570 after hours, dropped nearly 6%. It was, kind of bouncing around down there. So my thought is we could see a little bit more selling after the bell, when the bell opens tomorrow, the market opens tomorrow. We could see a dip down, 560, something like that. And of course, it'll take the NASDAQ 100 with it since it's highly weighted there. So my thought is it's a buy. I mean, so what do you think going forward, right? Well, I think the next iPhone with the 4G speed will be the one to have. I mean, people are going to want to upgrade to the faster speed. That's a huge difference on the iPad, and I think that it will juice sales for the next release of the iPhone. Plus the faster processor, that's always nice. So I think a lot of people will decide to upgrade to the next version. and plus, you know, faster processor, new operating system. So there'll be some hype. People are going to buy it. Of course, that may not come out till after the next earnings report. So it could be that Apple stock is kind of just floating around here, up and down, not doing much of anything. But that's true of the market in general. The market's been in a trading range all summer, right? So who'd be surprised if that continued? Don't you think that might just be the same? The same old, same old? So, I know, it'll be tempting to buy tomorrow or buy some shares of something tomorrow. Take a look at the RSI 2 on a lot of the index, the small cap stocks, or take a look at it on the QQQ or stuff like that tonight, see where it's at, because we have had 3 days of down now, and there's probably going to be a lot of pessimism, so the contrarian play for a bounce might be some index like that, or you know, even Apple, maybe establish the position and establish more as it goes down. I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'll probably remain in mostly cash and low beta stuff like I have been all summer. So that's about it. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.